You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 225. And today I've got special guests joining us to talk about the secret to emails that actually attract and enroll. So let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, Authority Amplifier for Expertpreneurs. And today I've got some fun guests lined up. Okay, just fair warning, buckle your seatbelt, get ready for a little bit of a ride. They are comedians. It's quite a funny episode. These guys are so much fun. And what better way to deliver some awesome training today on how to use emails, how to create emails that are actually going to get results for your business. I'm super excited to share this episode with you. And I've been meeting with a lot of my Amplify Mastermind clients and my Amplify Inner Circle clients. And I've been noticing that one of the big things that has been getting in the way for people is they're not emailing. They're not having a routine or a consistency to the emailing that they're doing. And so when they go to use email to market or do lead generation or attract people for some kind of a offering, it's not working. And this is a big piece of the puzzle to make sure that you are actually using the right assets in your business to create sales. So I've been really excited to share this episode because I think it's going to help you pivot some of the strategies and what you're putting attention to in your business. Now, email marketing is just one of the pillars that I think are important when you're building an authority-based business. But there are eight key steps that we all need to have if we want to be a highly paid authority, meaning we're generating money, we're able to offer our clients solutions that they're willing to invest good money to solve. And we've got to have all eight of these components working together to make the whole formula work. And I'd love to share that with you. It's free right now. If you go to Authority Amplifiers, you'll get my new free guide, 8 steps to being a highly paid authority in your business. And what I've done is I've broken those 8 steps down into components that I teach in Amplify Inner Circle. And basically it's everything I teach in my work, private clients all the way through Amplify Mastermind, Amplify Inner Circle. But I want to give it to you because I want to give you the pieces of the puzzle. And if you need a little extra help and you're like, Melanie, like I get it, but I don't know how to do it, reach out. Let's talk. Let's figure out what you really need right now to get your best results. Again, head over to authorityamplifiers.com and you can download the free guide. All right, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, Amplifiers. I got a question for you. Are you emailing your list consistently? And are those emails getting read? And are they working? If not, you definitely need to tune in today. I have 2 guests actually joining us. They are the hosts of the very entertaining podcast, The Email Marketing Show, founders of the survey platform that makes you sales response suite. My guests this week are 2 of the most dynamic speakers in the world who are reshaping the way we think about email marketing. So we've got Rob, who is a comedy stage hypnotist, and Kennedy, who is a psychological mind reader. That's going to give you a little clue of how today's conversation is about to go. They've spent almost 18 years each relying on their skills of getting into other people's heads to carve out successful careers in show business. Now they're the founders of emailmarketingheroes.com, and their mission is to save the world from that grubby old-fashioned email marketing we've all grown to loathe and avoid, and give others the tools to become the email marketing heroes that they could be in their businesses. Rob, Kennedy, welcome to Amplify Your Success. Excited to chat with you today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hi, Melanie. Hello.
All right, so let's just get this out on the table. Where are you guys based? I can tell from your why am I drawing a blank? Your
accents. Is it our accents?
Accents. Oh my goodness.
Mind reader.
We're from Texas.
free. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
No, we're both based in the northeast of England. We're in a place called Newcastle, and which is about an hour or so south of the Scottish border. So we're just teetering on the edge of Scotland.
I will be there someday. Someday, that is my on my bucket list, my goals, my intentionality to hit that pocket of the world.
To be 1 hour away from Scotland.
To be 1 hour away from Scotland.
That'd be amazing. Wouldn't that be a really good like tour to do? Where are you going to go? I'm going to go 1 hour away from places I want to go. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go 1 hour away from Cairo, an hour away from Machu Picchu.
Sounds like a song, doesn't it? An hour away from Cairo, like a song that was released.
Sounds like a song that was written in Texas.
I've actually heard that song and it's awesome. And it was sung by these guys named Kennedy and Rob. Like, it was like amazing.
We should probably get this on the table. I'm Rob, and I'll be using this voice for the duration of the entire.
Excellent. It's good to know.
The one that's
which
laughing
voice
is Kennedy.
Yes. The one who's always snarky. Right. Got it. Okay, good. Now that we've got that established, let's talk about email. Okay, so I have to get this first very foundational piece out. Why do we need email marketing? I know a lot of people think social media, I can do Facebook Lives. Why am I doing email? What's up with email marketing these days?
Do you know what? There's a real myth. We get told off, right, from people who just don't understand us because they think that we like hate social media and we go bashing social media and say that that's a terrible thing. And that's so not true. Like, we love social media. Kennedy goes live on Facebook at 5 o'clock every day. We have an amazing Facebook group around our podcast. And like, we love all of that social media stuff for building an audience. But if beyond that, you want to build a business from that audience, then you need to be using email. We always say, build your audience on social media, build your business by email. Because the truth is, if you don't own the land on which your business is built, then you've got a problem. Like, at any point, Mark Zuckerberg or one of the others could wake up on a morning and think, right, we don't like that anymore. We're going to change policies. You're not allowed to have a Facebook group anymore, and you're not allowed to build a business from it, and just close you down. And people are being closed down left, right, and center, even when they're paying Facebook money for ads. Ads accounts are being closed down left, right, and center. And there's really not much you can do about it. Appeal and then sit back and wait and hope. And so we need to build a business that is on something that we own. And when you've got somebody's email address, you've got that data. It's not like a pixel. It's not like, you know, their Facebook user ID that, I mean, what's that even stored somewhere? You've got their email address. You can send them emails. And if, do you know what, if you fall out with your email marketing platform because they do something that you don't like, or maybe you do something that's against their policies for some reason, might not be illegal or immoral, just they don't like it, then you can just download that data, take it and put it somewhere else. And you've immediately back up and running within an hour in a different platform.
And the great thing is, I think, to begin with, email was this replacement for letters from your gran, wasn't it? Like, it was electronic mail. It was a quicker way of sending mail around the world. But it's not that anymore. We've got to remember that a majority of email is received and read, consumed and acted upon, purchased from, on people's mobile phones. Email is just another app that is sitting snuggled between TikTok and Instagram. It's just sitting there. It's a great way of sending notifications directly to people's phones, into their minds, into their worlds, that is not so reliant, in fact, not reliant on the algorithms of social media.
Yeah. So email rocks. Like, I mean, I've been using it for 20 years now, and I know that when you do certain things consistently, you get consistent responses, right? You get consistent action from your community. But a lot of people, they know it and they're not doing it. Like, they're making all these things in their head. Like, I don't have the time. I don't have the right help. Like, it's really like, I'm not getting, you know, good results. Like, so what do you think is the trick to being consistent and doing this in a way that's effective to, you know, build a relationship, ongoing relationship with your community?
Yeah, I mean, and it's one of those things, that's what we want to do, isn't it? We do want to make relationships, and there's two elements to doing this. One of them is you've got to show up, and you've got to show up more often. You are the only person who sees 100% of your emails. You're the only person who sees 100% of your content. And what's more is you're the person who spends more time with it than anybody else, because you conceive the idea, then you refine it, you write it, you edit it, you then decide who it's going to go to, and then you publish it. You've just spent 4, 5, 6, 10 times the amount of time with that piece of content than anybody else, and you see all of it. If you've got an open rate of as great as 60%, which most people would dream of these days. That means, even with as high as 60% open rate, 40% of people who are on your email list are not seeing that message, which means if you don't email from another month, well, you're only giving yourself 12 times a year to be seen, and at least 40% of the people are missing that every single time. So the first thing is, you've got to show up more often. And whether that's every week, a few times a week, or as often as daily, and you can do that if you use some of the stuff we'll hopefully be able to share with you today, then you can do this and people will forge a relationship with you. Because if they're not seeing it and they're not hearing from you and they're not learning from you, they can't have a relationship with you. The second part of this puzzle is actually about what you send.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what we've got to get out of is this mindset of thinking that email serves us as a business and it doesn't serve them as a customer. Because people feel bad. In fact, we had a conversation, not that like within the last 2 hours, with a really good friend of ours who said she admitted that she sometimes starts emails by saying, "Oh, I'm really sorry to be sending you another email about this." And that just tells us that, and she's got a really great business that sells loads of stuff by email, that tells us how bad businesses feel about sending emails. But they don't feel bad about posting on Instagram. Like, I mean, if you had the man hours or the woman hours or the time to do it, and you could post 10 times a day on Instagram, you wouldn't feel bad about it because you don't feel like you're bombarding people. They can either choose to look or not look. But because I suppose email marketing is like more like the invasive surgery stuff. Like that's where you have to like go in and like it's a bit more intrusive, isn't it? Like it's forcing yourself in front of people. People feel bad about that. And I think we've got to realize that the emails we send can sell stuff, but they can also deliver a ton of value. And if you're focused on delivering value through email, you can't send too many emails. We've got this thing that if you've got a good reason to send an email, then you've got no problems with sending the email. Like if there's a reason to send it. People will get value from that. They'll learn. And it's not about saying, because this is really important, it's not about saying, well, I'm going to spend the next 2 months sending blog posts and articles and tips and hints, and then hopefully when I'm ready to launch a new thing or sell my new course or whatever, then people will buy it. You can do the value bit and the sales bit all at the same time, and it works really, really well.
Okay, so you're going to have to unpack that just a little bit more, because I can imagine some of our listeners will get it and some of our Amplify community might go, well, what would that look like, right? Like, what would I send?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cracking question, because what we're going to share with you now is we ask ourselves that question. Like, if we want to build a relationship, the only way you do that is, you know, the person you're going to go on the next date with after the first date is the person who's texting you back and forth, aren't they? That's how it works. So that kind of cadence of being there forges relationships faster. Whereas the person who doesn't text you back for a month, you're probably not going to see that person again, or you probably don't think they're very interested in you, and you certainly don't learn anything about them. So we ask ourselves the same question, like, how can we do this? If we want to show up in a way that is regular, it needs to be valuable. And so we also want to eliminate this idea of what is the split between sending value-based emails and sending offer emails. Like, what is the percentage split? Is it 60-40? Is it 80-20? Is it 90-10? And we thought, what if we're asking the wrong question here? Which we often do in business, don't we? Like, when we're sort of stuck at that one track. And what if we're asking the wrong question? And what we need to be asking ourselves is, how do we make it so that 100% of our emails are valuable? So even if we took the offer, the call to action, whether that call to action is go check out my program, my course, something to buy, or that offer is go check out this week's episode of the Email Marketing Show, or this new post that we just put into our Email Marketing Show community Facebook, whatever the heck it is, whether it's a sales bit of value, a sales bit of offer, or another reason to offer, how do we do those things at the same time? And the answer, honestly, is really simple. Like some of the best things in life, we are really obsessed with taking all of this, what sounds like complicated stuff with email marketing, and making it really simple. And the reason is, we're not very complicated people. We like things to be really simple. And there is beauty in simplicity. Like, that's the hardest bit to get to, the simple stuff. So how the hell do you do it? So one of our favorite ways is, let me tell you first of all, this will make your toes curl for many people. We email our email list 365 days a year. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes more than once a day. So if we wanted to do that, so we can build that kind of relationship with people, we need to have a damn good strategy for being able to do that in a way that people reply to us. This was our goal. not to make sales initially, but in a way that people will think this is so good, this is so valuable, that two things happen. One, people will reply to us and say, I really needed to hear that right now. We had a lady just a few months ago reply to one of our emails, and bear in mind that email had value in it and it was making a sales offer. She replied to that email and said, thank you so much, Rob, for sending that email. I really needed to hear that today because I just got made redundant. I just lost my job, and that really helped me. That email had value in it, the kind of value we're going to show you how to do, and also it sold something. The other thing we wanted to have happen is so that when people buy, so for example, we have a membership about email marketing called The League, and literally every single week when people are joining our membership, we have them say, oh, but can I still receive your daily emails? These are the daily emails that sell the membership they just bought, and they still want to receive them because they're that good. And we know that if we get to that point where people want to receive the emails, regardless of the sales offer, we've now doing something where people have a reason to open our emails. And that's the big thing. If the only time when you email somebody is when you want to sell something, then there's no reason for somebody to open that email unless they want to see what you're selling, because either they're curious or they're thinking that they might want to buy the solution to the problem that you're sort of raising in the subject line. Instead, if they look forward to opening your emails, that means you'll have half a chance of telling them something valuable that they'll enjoy, and then you can segue into some kind of offer. And that's really, really important. So the first thing you want to do is send emails that even if you took the offer out, people would get value from. We'll tell you some ways of doing that in a second. So that's what we want to focus on doing, making sure that there's a reason for people to open your emails, because for most people, there isn't one. The only reason I'm going to open your email is if I want to see what the hell you're selling. That's the big problem, which means they're self-serving for the business. So it raises us onto the question of how do we do that in a practical sense? Because this is about doing it in the real world, and we don't like that sort of fluffy kind of answer.
I think what's worth bearing in mind is there are loads of different ways that you deliver value to people's lives. I mean, we've got 9 of them, but it's not just about teaching something. It's not that's one of them, but it's not just about saying, because you might think, well, I can't possibly just turn up my emails and teach stuff every day, because otherwise nobody's going to buy anything else. And like, you know, it's not the best format for teaching a lot of stuff. Like, you can't have reams of stuff because nobody's got time to write that. And certainly nobody's got time to read it. But it's about realizing there are other ways that you can show up and be valuable. Just interesting stories, entertainment, like the entertainment factor of it all. The fact that you can answer questions that you hear all of the time. The fact you can address common misconceptions and give people clarifications around things that they're probably wondering about. So I think it's realizing that the value part of this isn't just I've got to teach loads of stuff. It's I've got to show up, I've got to be there. Like, somebody joined your list because they've got a problem and they want you to give them a solution. And so if you just give them the free thing, whatever it was that they said they wanted when they opted in, like a lead magnet or a free report or whatever, if you just give them that and then disappear, you're effectively only doing part of the service, right? You're like the person who went on a first date, had a lovely time, and then never got a phone call again. And like, you know, nobody wants that. So if you don't show up every day or whenever, however often you want to, and say, look, we've got this more cool information for you, more cool advice and inspiration. We see it as, if somebody's on our list, we see it as they get a hint, tip, story, idea, or a piece of advice whichever of those it is going to help them with their email marketing every single day. Like, who wouldn't want to wake up? If you do email marketing and you're taking it seriously, who wouldn't want to wake up to that when it doesn't cost you anything? And when the time is right for you and you're ready to take the next step and work with us and join our membership, the league, or whatever it's going to be, then of course the opportunity to do it is there. But the reason for opening the email is to find out what Rob and Kennedy have done today, what's happening, what's interesting, what's new. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I think you're helping people understand there's always this confusion for people, especially if they're newer to some of this email marketing. All right, so once I get them on my list, what am I supposed to do with them? Like, how many emails should I send them when they opt in for something or get my freebie? And then, or they maybe do that part and they don't send any regular emails. And so what you're really painting is a great picture of clarity. It's about emailing them on a routine basis, something really valuable that they can't wait to consume and read. And that's right. Where the magic happens.
And that's it. But exactly.
Go ahead. You're going to say something?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like, in a really simple way of doing this, one of the methods we use to do that, because, again, it makes you then think, okay, but how do I do that? And how do I make that quick? How do I make that faster? Because it sounds like, okay, I'm going to have to sit and write my email marketing plan for the month or for the quarter or for the year, because it's going to take a long time. I sent a message on Slack to Rob the other day, and I said, I wasn't doing it as a challenge. I just sort of, that morning, this is what I did. And I do this fairly regularly. I did it this morning, in fact. And that is, I get up in the morning. I get up pretty early. I get up at 5:30 in the morning. I like to do that. And the first thing I do is I get up and I go and I fill the kettle and I boil the kettle. Literally, I thought, oh, I'll just quickly send today's email. So I flipped open my laptop and I'm standing at the bench there while the kettle's boiling. I wrote that day's email. I decided which segment of my list it was going to, and I hit send all before the kettle had boiled. And that my kettle's not a particularly slow kettle. It's not like a huge boiler. You know, it probably took about 4 minutes. Now, that's how quick it can be. Now, it's not always going to be that. In fact, one of the things that Rob does fairly regularly, not as a regular event, but fairly regularly, is he'll go live in our members group for our members of our program. And he will literally go live showing them, I'm going to write today's email that's going out to the list to sell the membership of the thing you're in. Let me take you through the process. And he goes live before he, and the conditions that we said, because we're all about honesty and transparency. So I said to him, if you're going to do it, and we agreed, you're not allowed to have the idea beforehand. You've got to go on there before you've thought about it. Like, you have to go on and go, okay, we're going to come up with today's idea. And from getting the idea, writing the words, choosing the segment and hitting send, and while talking out loud, saying hello to people, acknowledging people, which, as you know, takes a long time. The longest I think it's ever, one of those videos ever has been, I think is about 23 minutes. That includes everything. So what's surprising to most people is, apart from our campaigns, we don't really pre-plan our email marketing. We do it in the moment. We do it right there and then. And the simplest way of doing that is by making them short and making them story-based. One of the formulas we teach in our daily email strategy training is this. It's really simple. It's start off with a story, and that story has never, almost never, anything to do with email marketing. We'll give you some examples in a second, so you can go and do this. A story, and then from that story, derive some kind of moral of the story. What's the lesson? That's the value, right? You've given value in entertainment from the story. You've given another type of value, so there's two types of value in this email. The next type of value is the moral of the story, the lesson that you derive from that story. And the third piece of value is, if you want to take this further, you want to know how we do this, or our framework to do that, or 365 ways of writing these daily emails, then click here and we give you that inside of our membership, The League, or whatever your offer happens to be. So it's really simple. It's story, value, or story, lesson, offer. Story, lesson, offer. Most of our emails, I would say 60% of our emails follow that formula. We have a bunch of other ones to keep things shaken up, but you could go and imply that right now. But these stories, like I said, have got almost never anything to do with email marketing, because if they did, they would become bland in the inbox. And that's another big problem. Actually, one of the big reasons people read your emails is because they want to know what's going on. So, Rob, do you want to just talk about some of the emails that you've sent recently to the people who are in our email marketing heroes world, thinking about joining the league or joining our Facebook group or whatever?
The thing you've got to remember is we only have so many different ways that we can say email marketing's great, you should do it. Email marketing's great, you should do it. So it has to be wrapped up in different ways. And the other thing is we know that different people respond to different things differently. And sometimes people just need to hear the story that makes it make sense to them. So just to give you some examples, one of them, the one that always jumps out to my mind because the subject line was particularly smutty, was the fact that I was in the bathroom and I needed to get a towel out of the airing cupboard. So I reached into the airing cupboard, grabbed a towel, pulled it out. And as I did, a brand new bottle of unopened shower gel went all over the floor. I slipped and fell and smacked my head, and it went all over the bed sheets as well. Terrible mess. Nothing to do with email marketing. That was the prompt for a story. When I moved into this house, it hadn't had a doorbell. I lived here for over a year and it hasn't had a doorbell. I recently bought a doorbell on eBay, put it on the front door. Turns out nobody uses it. Everybody still just knocks. Again, nothing to do with email marketing whatsoever. There's one about the fact that when I was 3, my dad found me on the phone to the fire brigade because I wanted to thank the fire service for doing such a lovely job of saving all the people from the fires. Again, nothing to do with email marketing, just a funny story. But all of them, The one thing they all have in common is that all of them can derive some sort of meaning, some sort of moral, some sort of interesting lesson that relates to a list of, like, we call them maxims, like our list of things that we have about email marketing, like email more often, sell through value. You know, we've got hundreds of these things. And all that happens is I write the story, get to the end of it, and then go, what's the closest moral of the story that I can pull this out of this story, and then transition that into a lesson that is about email marketing specifically.
And what's really interesting is, even just by hearing the cliff notes of those stories from Rob, is you've already deepened your relationship with him. You now know that he's a bit clumsy, and you can imagine him in your mind. You can really imagine him falling over and slipping on the shower gel. You can imagine this cute little boy on the phone to the fire brigade, and you build rapport through that. You can imagine his frustration about how he observes life, and that's funny because no one rings the doorbell. So people connect with you deeper because you're telling stories about you, about your life, about things that have happened. And that's why this really, really works.
I noticed when I brought stories, and I don't do them as much as you guys do, but when I started being more intentional about telling stories in my weekly newsletter, I started getting more emails. Oh my God, that was brilliant. Oh my gosh, I loved that. Yep. And people would come up to me at events and go, I love your emails. And it really does make a difference. And it wasn't that I wasn't adding value before, but something about the story, even if it's a tiny short story, that pulls people in. It's, you know, it's what we do when we speak. It's what we do in all marketing.
Well,
and I love that you're bringing
your favorite
into email.
Comedians, right? About your favorite comedians. The ones you laugh at the most are the ones that are telling stories about stuff you identify with and go, oh, I totally do that. Or my dad is so that guy. Or that's the reason it happens. And it's the reason that if you listen to our podcast, The Email Marketing Show, at the very beginning of it, it's the very reason that we begin the show every single episode with Rob introduces me with a funny fact about me. So he'll say, please welcome the guy who hates mushrooms more than anything in the world. It's mind reader Kennedy. And then I'll say, and please welcome the guy who cried at the penguin parade at Edinburgh Zoo. It's hypnotist Rob Temple. The reason we do that with a different fact every time is the exact same thing. Because people then come up to you at events, or they email you back and go, oh, I totally love penguins. Or, oh yeah, I hate mushrooms. Or, I love mushrooms, you're crazy. You're finding more ways of connecting something similar. You're building rapport with people in a way that's beyond the immediate thing that you sell in front of them. And when they connect with those things, they now trust you in the thing that you could help them with.
I mean, I feel like we could do a whole training on this, and we have so much I want to cover, but we won't be able to get through all of it today. I would love to share with people, like, where could they learn more, like get more access to your resources? What's the best first step they could take with you?
Yeah, sure. So the best place to come and hang out with us is actually our free Facebook group. Now, we're not very good at naming things, so it's named after our podcast. It's called The Email Marketing Show Community. It's on Facebook. So just go to Facebook and search for The Email Marketing Show Community. And you can just go ahead and join us. And we hang out there all day long. And there's like over 1,000 other people in there at this point, all talking about email marketing and list building and everything that goes with it all day, every day. It's awesome. And so you might be thinking, well, that sounds great, but that wouldn't work for me, or I couldn't do that, or I couldn't email my list every day. And we have this lovely little unofficial club called the I Told You So Club, and it's people who come and hang out in the group, and they tell us, but I'm a whatever and I couldn't do that. And then we show them why they can, and then when they realize it works, they join the I Told You So Club. It's a lovely place to be. So come and hang out in there. And of course, you like podcasts, we also have our podcast.
Yes, we have a podcast called The Email Marketing Show, and we have the most annoying jingle of any podcast ever, we think. So if you like podcasts, which I think you probably do, then search for your favorite podcast player, probably the podcast player you're listening to this on, for The Email Marketing Show. Or if you do want to connect with us on any social media platforms and say hello, or maybe tag us in the fact you listen to this show, then that would be lovely as well. We are at Rob and Kennedy on everything, I think.
Brilliant. And I will link it up in the show notes just to make it easy to find the podcast and find the Facebook group. So this is the moment where I like to get a little bit deeper into you guys and what you've learned on the business side. Like, we all want to amplify our success. We know you're brilliant with email marketing, and it's such a huge part of your success. But I would gather you've had to make some pretty big pivotal decisions to get where you are today. What was one of the boldest decisions or moves that you made to get into this moment right now successfully?
I think it's probably that we started Email Marketing Heroes kind of by accident. And what I mean by that, and this is just a totally honest story.
It wasn't an accident. It was out of panic.
I'll give you the short version of this story. But a little bit over a year ago, which is when we started Email Marketing Heroes, we had a software business, which we still have. We have our software platform, Response Suite. And we've both built information product-based businesses our entire lives and then invested a whole hunk of money into starting Response Suite, a software business, something that we had no idea what we were doing with and absolutely no business starting at all. But we had the idea and we knew the software was solid and we did it. And after a couple of years, we had customers and it was going okay. And then very quickly, we realized that we were going to run out of cash. And we couldn't just keep personally funding this empty pit of money. And so in the end, we said, well, we have to swap direction. We have to do something else. And we sat down in a really difficult Monday at the start of a month. We sat down with our staff in our office and we sat them around the table and we said, we have to be totally honest. We don't know if we're going to be able to pay your wages at the end of the month on the last Friday of the month, which is payday. And we just wanted to tell you that now rather than tell you on the last Thursday of the month that we can't pay you tomorrow. And they were amazing because it's really like a little family and said, that's okay. Thanks for telling us. What's the plan and how are we going to do it and what we're going to do? So we said, well, the only thing we do know for sure is that if we create and sell products like information products and courses, we can sell loads of them. And then we can use that in order to fund the business and ultimately do that. So we had a discussion about it. And we said, if we're going to create and sell courses, we don't want to do it about like dog training or pancake flipping or, you know, something just because it's a profitable niche. We want to do it about something that's also going to serve Response Suite as a business. So we thought, well, who needs Response Suite? It's people who do email marketing. We've done email marketing for a long time and we know loads about it because before we were teaching this stuff, Kennedy and I were just talking about it all day, every day. Great. How can we do this by email? How can we do that? And all of the stuff we now teach, we've been doing for and developing for years. So we said, we never even thought about teaching it. And then it just made sense. And it would line up customers for Response Suite perfectly. It would also create customers at a profit. Whereas with Response Suite, we were getting customers at a loss and having to wait to recoup that investment. And that was it. And then within 4 days of having the idea, we had pulled together a launch that effectively saved the business. And then a year on, Email Marketing Heroes has taken off. It is its own thing. Response Suite's doing beautifully and running alongside it. And yeah, it literally saved the business.
That's a bold move. Like it takes a lot of courage in the moment to pivot or, you know, be willing to take something else on to save the thing that you're trying to build. And wow, what a great story. And so Kennedy, I'll tee this one up for you. One last question. What's one thing that you wish you knew when you were starting out that you now know that's making business success easier?
This is really easy for us. This is really easy because I think we all know all the things we should be doing. But actually, what we have to all do is we have to focus on doing more of the things that are working. If you're as obsessed with developing yourself and developing your business, if you look at any personal development stuff, all personal development does is get you to focus on the stuff you're not very good at. It gets you to obsess over your troughs instead of your peaks. And what we did instead is we focus on what's working, do more of that. So what are we really good at? We're really good at email marketing. So what we're going to do? We're going to do more email marketing. What are we not very good at? Well, we're not brilliant at SEO. We don't do any of that. We're not great at loads of things. The other thing we're really good at is, we think, because we've got lots of experience having done 18 years of performing on stage each and still doing that, is talking and presenting. So let's make sure we grow our business, not by doing stuff like SEO and all that YouTube stuff that we don't know anything about. Use the existing skills we've got. So where can we talk? Where can we teach? Do guest training, give podcast interviews, talk on stage, give presentations that give value, because we hate selling too. So can we do it all through by just giving value? And so doing more, the only thing we are obsessed with is doing more of what we are already good at.
Well said. It's right up my alley. Do what you're good at. I always say, lean into your superpowers. What are you doing trying to be everything to everyone? Lean into the lane your business should be about. Right. So I'm so glad you brought that up. You guys are awesome. I can't wait to share you with the community. Guys, go check out their Facebook group. You're learning from some experts here, some masters in storytelling and humor and email marketing. So take advantage of it. I will link the Facebook group up, link the podcast up. Go be fans of Robin Kennedy. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Thanks for having us.
Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.